Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is going to be a wonderful weekend. We had beautiful rain yesterday, got about a third of an inch, but it's going to be raining spotty places here and there, but it's just going to be a great weekend. Got lots of information for you today. It's going to be a great gardening show today. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. We had lots of rain out in Serena area, too.
Just nice, slow, and steady, and it just saturated. It just was really nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I call it my cup of tea weather, like Scotland. It was just a lovely day.
Right.
And how was your week?
Can't complain. It was pretty good. I made sure that we got our watermelons and cantaloupe and corn in the ground. And just super excited. The Grand Brats helped with that. And it was funny because one of them, I call him 715 as his nickname because that's how much he weighed at birth. And so he's like, hey, yeah, can I go over and look and see how the pumpkins are growing? I'm like, boy, we're focusing on watermelon and corn. So get back in this yard. So I had like a little garden sweatshop going on this week. But yes, they're in there in the ground.
That is great. I love it. And so, you know, our grandchildren love to just plant. And, you know, it's just wonderful to showcase to kids where their food comes from, you know.
Okay, so the other grand brat, okay, because I have 2 7-year-old grandsons, his nickname is T, or Superman, and he says, yeah, do I get money for helping to plant it? I said, boy, you get to eat whatever comes out of that garden at you.
Well done. That is great. It is also a great weekend for the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival, and I am going to be speaking at it today. I'm going to be doing a talk on natural pest control, and I am looking forward to it. It's really an exciting topic for me, and so that's the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. It is in DeLand, and Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist is one of the founders of it. It is today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it is at West Indiana Avenue in downtown DeLand, free parking and admission. And you're going to lots of vendors there. You're going to be able to buy native plants. You're going to be able to buy seeds and all kinds of great gardening items, gardening art. It is just a wonderful festival to come to. And again, we're going to have great weather for it. So we got a lot of great speakers today from the University of Florida, from Extension. And so it's going to be a wonderful festival. So everybody come on out and to DeLand. It's a wonderful little city, lots of lovely little restaurants, and there'll be lots of things to do and lots of vendors. So we appreciate that. So come and see me. And if you come and see me and you listen to the show, come up and say hi. I love that.
Yes, definitely.
I love that. So also today, this week, and I'm going to talk about a little bit after our guest, there was a Dirty Dozen that came out. Did you see this? The Dirty Dozen of fruits and vegetables?
No.
Yeah, they do this every time, every spring, and they don't even tell the whole story until the very end, and it causes a ruckus. It makes my stomach turn over because it's just a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation. And so I'll be talking about the Dirty Dozen list that comes out, comment on it, and thank goodness for the University of Florida. I reached out to them, and they said, oh, they just kind of like rolled their eyes and said, every spring we go through this. So I want to make sure everybody has the right information there. Lizzie, do you like plant sales?
Yes, I do.
I do. I got an abutilon this week from a dear friend. She saw it. It's called the Kentish Bell. And abutilons, are you familiar with them?
No.
These are the wonderful, beautiful butterfly plants that are in the mallow family. They look like upside down hibiscus. Okay. So they don't open up, but they have just a kind of tubular flower, and it's red on the top and yellow at the bottom, and it's called Kentish Bell, and it loves full sun, lots of butterfly attracted or pollinators to it, and it's just a great plant. But speaking of the plant sale, we have visiting us again. Brooke has been wonderful this month coming on, and her name is Brooke Moffis. She is an extension agent for Lake County Residential Horticulture. She's going to be coming up next to talk to us about a great place to find plants, and it's going on. And so we're going to find out from Brooke where to go. So that's going to be, I'm looking forward to talking to her. She always makes me smile. She's so happy and very excited. So I love having her on. Also, too, if you aren't subscribing to Better Lawns and Gardens, you can go to Better Lawns and Gardens and subscribe. You can go to iHeart Radio and subscribe. And then that way you don't get to miss an episode. And even if you don't wake up with us, then you can hear it at a later time.
That's right. You also can find the podcast on any, wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, too. Just search Better Lawns and Gardens.
That's it. And it is always just a fun to listen to. And you can go back and listen to all the other shows, too. If you don't catch something, you don't have your pen and paper ready, then you can, go ahead and catch it at another time. Tell your friends about it. If you're new to Florida, welcome. We love having you here. It is a great state to garden in. And you want to learn how to do it correctly. And so many times we have misperceptions of it. And I'm going to be doing a talk today on misperceptions about natural pest control. So I'm looking forward to doing that. It's just, I love getting out there. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Brooke Moffis is the extension agent for University of Florida Lake County office, and she's working on her doctorate. She's a residential horticulturist, and she is with us this morning. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you a morning person, Brooke?
No.
Okay, so you and me, we're going to get through this, okay?
No, I'm good, though. I'm fine.
So Lake County has a wonderful gem of a garden that was featured last year in the wonderful gardening book, The Garden Tourist Florida, a guide to 80 tropical gardens in the Sunshine State by Yana Milbacher. And she tells us about the Discovery Gardens in Tavares. So what is the Discovery Gardens?
Okay, so the Discovery Gardens is a partnership between the University of Florida and Lake County. And so we get funding and support from both, but it is a demonstration garden. And the point of it is really to get University of Florida research out to the public, but we do so by a beautiful demonstration garden, and we have 24 different themed garden rooms. And we have one of the best demonstration gardens in the state of Florida. I really believe that. Of course, I'm a little biased, but we really do.
Oh, I think so, too. I think it's wonderful. So is it open to the public normally?
Yes, it is. Now, it is open during the weekdays, though, as of right now. And then what they'll do is they'll open it for special events and workshops, and then they open it the third Saturday of every month as well.
Okay. Is there a cost to go to it?
No, it's absolutely free. It's, you can come to it any of those times that we're open, and we'd love to have you out. There's actually a cool story behind how it got started, Teresa. I have to tell you. So this is actually a grassroots effort where we had citizens in the county that were from a different area, and they didn't know how to garden here. And they actually all got together, and they created kind of their own committee. I mean, these are people just doing this on their own. They're grassroots. And then they went to nursery growers around the area, because we have a lot of nursery growers and greenhouse growers in Lake and Orange counties. And so they said, we want to do this garden. Will you help? Will you donate? And so a lot of these growers said yes. So then they went to the extension office, the University of Florida IFAS Extension Office, and said, can we do a garden here? So at least this is the story that I've been told through the years. So it really started as citizens that wanted to teach people how to garden in Florida. And then they looked for a location to host it. And then that's where all the magic happened.
It did. And Charles Fedunik, the Lake County Extension agent, he designed it and did a lot of the work in creating it. So it is a beautiful garden. And it's even got an artificial lake in it. It looks like a real lake.
Yeah, it does. It's our wetlands area. So what we're trying to demonstrate there is that you need to provide a buffer, but you can provide a beautiful buffer to help protect wetlands. So it's all for people that are living on the lakefront. At least that garden is, you know, and people that are interested in gardening around the lakefront.
It was actually funded through the St. John's River Water Management District to showcase stormwater runoff. But it has fish in it. It's had an alligator in it. And where do they come from? You just don't know. Just find water and then life happens.
You know, I have no idea how the alligator got in there, because it is completely fenced in. I've heard these things can go up fences, but that's not my area of expertise. But that
happened when the night was going on. Nobody was there. All right, so we have a special event you have going on next weekend, March 30th. So tell us about that.
Yes, so that is our big fundraiser for the year for the Master Gardener Program, and it helps support public education outreach. It is a big support for providing us funding to do cool new displays in Discovery Gardens and to help maintain Discovery Gardens, too. The county does give us some funding for that, but this is like supplemental so that we can do some really cool things. And so, so this is our plant sale, and it's from 8 a.m. to noon next Saturday the 30th. What I love about our plant sale versus just going to any other place to buy plants is that we offer very unusual plants, and we offer them at a very affordable price because it is our big fundraiser and we want everything to move. We want to sell out that day, and it's only one day.
It is. These big tables going out there, nursery tables, at the beginning they're all full, and then even by 11 o'clock you see emptiness everywhere.
Yes, that's what I like to tell people. This is like the Black Friday of greenhouse, you know, garden events. You want to come early so that you get the good stuff. And I have my eye on a few things out there myself.
And so it opens up at 8, but they start lining up like at 6 o'clock in the morning, don't they?
Yes. And you know, it was so cool for several years, and I have no idea who this man was, but there was a man that would come and play the bagpipes for everyone while we
at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that I know went over real well with the Lake County Extension Office.
It was so interesting, but we always loved it, you know?
Okay, so now what kind of plants? You say, you know, really special plants. So how many plants do you have for sale, and what kinds?
Oh, we have over 3,000 plants. We have vegetables, we have native plants, we have just beautiful ornamental plants, we have, you know, things that will attract butterflies, and, you know, foliage plants as well. So we really have the whole gamut covered there. And, you know, just some highlights is we have a beautiful black and blue salvia.
I love that.
It's got like the black stems and then like these electric purple flowers and these nice dark green leaves. So I love that one. We have African bulbine, which is like this little, or I've heard it pronounced two different ways. I've heard it African bulbine and African bulbine. So I just always tell people the two different ways.
Yep.
But it's like real kind of succulent and thick fleshy leaves. And then it has these little spires of like yellow and orange flowers. And that one's
it doesn't need a lot of water.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, whatever you're going to find there is going to be Florida friendly. Now, you got to plant it in the right place because we have some shade plants that, like begonias, are definitely going to need shade.
Right.
But, you know, everything's Florida friendly.
And so, where you have it in Discovery Gardens is right next to your community garden for growing vegetables and fruits. How is that going this year?
Oh, it's going great. So we have two master gardeners. Oh, their names are Kelly and Keith, and they come out and they do a gorgeous vegetable garden for us, and it looks absolutely beautiful this winter. So they're starting to transition now over to some of those more summer crops.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they have had bok choy out there. They have had kales. They have had Seminole pumpkins. I mean, they've just, they do a lot of cool plants too, a lot of Asian vegetables too,
which is pretty cool. And that is cool. So people are not familiar with those. They can go and see edibles that will grow here in Central Florida that, you know, can spinach and all kinds of arugula plants that will grow here during the summertime. You also have a grapevines and blueberries and figs. And so you have a big display of fruit trees too as well. What other fruits do you have?
So we have peaches, and you're right, we do have figs. Peaches, I think, are our big demonstration because we show people how to prune them correctly every year. And, you know, a lot of people get a lot of out of that want to grow different types of fruit trees. So we'll do like a grape pruning and a peach pruning each year, and we invite the public to come out, and then they kind of learn how to do that. But we do that in January, so, you know, we've already done that for this year, but, you know, be on the lookout for it for next year to do some peach and grape pruning if you have those crops in your yard, or you're just curious and you want to start growing some of these fruit crops, because there's a lot of fruit crops.
And so, you know, keep your eye out. So is there a subscription list, or can you just call to get your events planned? How do they find out more about the events that are going on there?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question, Teresa. So we have an email list, actually, and we send out a newsletter every single month. So you can just contact us either via Facebook. You can look for UF5S Extension Lake County Master Gardeners, and you can send us a message on Facebook. Or you can call our office and we can add you to that list so that you'll get our newsletter every month and you'll be on the top of what's going on.
Excellent. So tell everybody where next weekend, March 30th, you can go to the Lake County Extension Office Master Gardener Plant Sale.
Yes. Yes. And it's from 8 a.m. to noon. And you're just going to be amazed at the plants that we have available.
So what's the address, Brooke?
Oh, sure. That's what you're looking for. Okay, it's 1951 Woodley, and that's Woodlea Road. And we're in Tavares, so we're centrally located in Lake County.
That's right.
So, again, 1951 Woodley Road, Tavares.
Anything important to know about the plant sale? How do they pay, and what? Anything important like that?
Oh, sure. So you can pay cash, credit, or check. We just ask that if you have a check that you also have your driver's license. We've got to write down your driver's license number and check and all that. So, but yeah, just come out and have a good time. You can bring a cart if you like. We have carts available to help carry plants out to the cars, but a lot of our tried and true plant sale attendees will bring their own carts and they'll load them up as they go around the sale and find their really cool selection.
And it's really easy for anyone disabled to get around, and children are welcome to as well, right?
Absolutely. And if you'd like, you know, come select your plants. We have a holding area even where you can hold the plants so then that you get the good stuff first and you can go through the gardens then and check everything else. So we do have a holding area there. So I invite folks to come out and see the gardens at that time too.
It will be a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Brooke. I really do appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. We appreciate it.
All right. That's Brooke Moffis. She's the Lake County Residential Horticultural Agent for Lake County Extension, the University of Florida Institute of Food mm-hmm. and Agricultural Sciences. Mm-hmm.
Did she say Seminole pumpkins I can grow in Florida?
Yes.
Shut the front door. I'm going to have to go visit her and find out more information about that.
Exactly. And then also, too, Dana Venrick at Quality Green Specialist grows them too as well. Seminole pumpkins do really well. And this is the time to be planting them. So that's great. So that's at the Lake County Master Gardener Discovery Gardens, which is at 1951 Woodlea Road, Tavares, Florida. And she'll just provide there'll be people to help you take the plants to your car. And I'm just going to tell you that it's really great prices.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Everything's
yes.
So expensive right now. If you want to find some really great plants, gallon sizes, they'll have some in 4-inch. They'll have seeds. They'll have bulbs and 3-gallon plants, shrubs and trees. It'll be a wonderful event. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Oh,
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me like Eric and in from Orlando, and he's got some great text messages here. Text at 23680. You can let us know what you're having for, you know, for your morning beverage. I have a cup of hot tea, Earl Grey tea.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Earl Grey tea this morning. And then also two gardening questions if you have some. So this week, my stomach literally just kind of just tightened up because CNN had an article and a news blast on the Dirty Dozen fruit and vegetable list. And they do this every year at springtime. And it literally is just upsetting to that they put this out there, and they don't put the real information until the very, very end of the story. You know how they do that? They have like 20 paragraphs, and then the last two are kind of rebuttals, or this is what's really going on. And so approximately, this is what the article says, the Dirty Dozen, approximately 95%, and I'm just going to say this real quick, don't listen to this first part, approximately 95% of non-organic strawberries, leafy greens such as spinach and kale, collard and mustard greens, grapes, peaches, and pears tested by the United States government contained detectable level of pesticides, according to the 2024 Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce. Nectarines and apples, bell peppers, hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans rounded out the list of the 12 most contaminated samples of produce. It is dubbed the Dirty Dozen by the Environment Working Group. It's called EWG, an environmental and health advocacy organization that produces the annual report every year.
Who are these people? Are they somebody we should listen to?
The studies. So they go through and they talk about it. They want you to wash and peel and scrub your vegetables and fruits. But this kind of puts people off of eating healthy.
100%.
And you don't want to eat. And you're thinking that, you know, no matter what you do, that you're going to that these vegetables and fruits have pesticide on. Well, it doesn't get till the end where they start talking about when this report comes out, it's like getting stabbed a little because we're working so hard to put out a nice, healthy product. And the implication of the Dirty Dozen list is that it is unhealthy. So this is Steve Clement. He's the CEO of Pacific Northwest Tree Fruit Organization. So this is an organization of organic growers and fruit growers. And the report may scare people away from eating the fruits and vegetables they need. So every time the report comes out or there's a scare on imported strawberries, we see our sales drop off. It's not as if we're doing something that is wrong or incorrect. We're actually producing very healthy, safe food. In fact, we actually live in the strawberry field, and my father is 100 and my mom is 97, and they still eat strawberries. And so what I wanted to talk about is that, so here's the rebuttal. It creates a sense of food risk, okay, that where none, next to none exist. They are not a testing organization. They acquire numbers from the USDA tests that are done to monitor the safety of chemistry use on the farm. The results overwhelmingly show that food is safe and that the level of chemicals detected are extremely small. Typically, they're at parts per billion. Okay, parts per billion and way more than 1,000 times below safe daily consumption levels. So they're safe to eat. Okay, EWG implies that many chemistries are found on one piece of fruit where farmers typically never use the combinations reported. So they're lumping statistics together to scare consumers. Okay, it perpetuates a fear of chemistry that is used safely. So when we use products that are organic and even non-organic, according to the label, they are safe. And it harms farmers. Farmers use crop protection products with great responsibility. After all, it is their farm. They're applying it, and it's typically being applied near where their families and pets reside. Ag chemicals cost a lot of money. Application takes time, labor, and fuel. They're applied as little as possible. And so The familiar trope of farmers dousing a field in 35 chemicals is a massive exaggeration and one that is clearly perpetuated by the EWG. So then also it discourages consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. It takes healthy food from the poor. So if they need, you know, we talk about food deserts and where they don't grow enough food in these areas for people who don't have a lot of money right. to eat. And when this happens, people, they don't want to eat fruits and vegetables. And it promotes food waste. So we have the most safest, most diverse, most inexpensive food supply in human history in the world today. And so we want you to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. And so it's very, very important to get that out there because it made major news this weekend
right.
and or this week. And, you know, I hate people thinking that. 1-888-455-2967 or you can text 23680. And it's, let's see, question. Last week, I had a question from Rebecca. And Rebecca's email said, or Rebecca's text said, I live in Citrus County and I have these plants on my back patio. Did I say this last week?
I don't recall this.
Okay, you don't recall the crotons and the philodendrons?
But you know what? I like a refresher course. Go ahead.
You're so good to me. I just want to make sure that I get this out there because Rebecca lives in Citrus County in Citrus Springs, and she attached two pictures of her plants that are not doing well, and she wanted me to figure it out. So it's still in my book. So I just, in case I haven't said this to her, Rebecca, thank you for the lovely photographs. The plant you have is a Xanadu philodendron. It's a shade plant. I can't see the plant really well in it, but I can see it in the pot, and it has yellow leaves on it. What I need you to do is up-pot it, resize it, put it in a bigger pot, and fertilize it with Osmocote and Southern Ag Essential Minor Elements, which are good. You can get Minor Elements at Quality Green Specialists, Peterson's Nursery, and at any independent nursery. Keep it shaded further back on the patio. The other two acrotons, they need to be up-potted too, upsized. So if you have a plant that's not looking well and it's in a really tiny little pot, go ahead and repot it now. This is springtime. It will bloom and it will grow so well once you give it some more root space and dirt. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we can handle your gardening question. I got a question here. His wife is from the Philippines. This is from Eric in Orlando. He's been very chatty this morning. Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate that. And says, for the longest time, I've grown the green yard long bean and the red noodle bean. Do you know of another Asian bean I could grow this summer? Yes, I do. And so this is a really good choice for the summertime. Beans do very well here in Central Florida. And so you could grow the soybean, Eric, the soybean. And one of the most popular ones is the edamame, which is a Japanese bean and very, very popular in restaurants, Asian restaurants. And then the mung bean, M-U-N-G. The mung bean, it's a delicious type of bean that, you can use it as a sweet dessert. You can make pastries and desserts. So it's kind of a sweet bean. And it originally from India and made its way over to Asia and very popular. The red bean is very popular. It's native to China, and it's beloved in Japanese and Asian cuisines. And you can make red bean soup out of it. You can enjoy the dorayaki pancake and then also make drinks out of it and Japanese donut balls with it. So it's a good choice. And then snow peas. You can grow snow peas year-round. And it can endure winter, and it can endure the heat. And they're from Japan, and you can make a Vietnamese roll with it, or you know, you could use it in your meals along with a fish or soups. And then there's the chickpeas you can grow, and chickpeas do very well here. And so those are some of the different choices, but there's a lot of different types of beans. Those are just some of the most popular tropical beans that you can grow.
That's good information. My husband encouraged me to grow green beans, and I'm just like, of my whole childhood of growing green beans, I'm looking at him like, just because there's just to me, there's so much to it. And then trying to dig through and find them and then pull them and then snap them. And this, I'm just like, I mean, he used to have to snap peas. We all had to snap peas growing up. That was the fun thing. You sat there and you watched, especially if you were sick.
Yep.
And you'd watch the Price is Right.
And you'd be snapping peas.
Yep, snapping peas the whole time, right? Yep. It didn't matter if you were sick. You still did it. But yep. I'm like looking at him like, having PTSD. Like, did you not have to grow and pull and what?
Well, I love green beans. I love yard-long beans. Oh, yeah. I love green beans. I will tell you my favorite way to cook green beans is that you cut up onions, and you know, the more onions, the better for me. I could eat onions breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Me too.
And in the middle of the night. And so, so onions, you saute them with a little bit of oil, and then also add some bacon to it.
So I saute it with bacon, but
yeah,
go ahead.
The bacon, mm-hmm. And then you put the green beans in with chicken broth.
Yes,
and then you know, just it's just the most delicious.
Yes.
Most delicious.
I usually use like the bouillon cubes?
Yes.
I usually use that as my flavoring.
Well, I use the liquid, but mm-hmm. you can use the bouillon cubes too. That's great. And I love it. And lots of pepper. Lots of pepper. Okay. So we had a question last week that I didn't get to as well. And let's see. She wanted to know that her pentas were reverting back to another color. And was it normal? And I have to say, yes, it is normal. Plants that either have, that are hybrids, that they have, they're not the original variety of plants, or if the plants have been hybridized to be variegated leaves, which are very popular. And I will say one, like the Aztec grass. Aztec grass has green and white leaves, but the pentas too as well. They will literally go back and change their colors back to what they want it to be. So you could have an Aztec grass that turns totally green. If it's been there probably about 4 to 7 years, it will revert back to being green colored. And also too, the pentas will revert back to their original color. Roses will do the same. Roses can go ahead and revert back to their original colors too as well. And the reason it does this is cell mutation. And Mother Nature just does this automatically on her own. We don't get to vote in it. And so it will happen more frequently in the shade. So the sun keeps that chlorophyll going, keeps the variegation going. But if you're in the shade and you have low levels of chlorophyll in the plant, it'll revert back. But just normal. No worries about it. Just okay. Cell mutation, and it happens. It's Mother Nature. But it's also one of the reasons why we get to have these hybrids. We'll see something that's a different color out of a group of them. We'll go, wow, that's different. That one, why did that one change to red flowers? Or
true.
Why did the leaves on these are all white and green and yellow? And it starts a new plant variety. And so as long as it stays true, that'll be great.
Nice.
So Linda from Zone B, did you say snow peas and are the mung good for salad sprouting? Yes, the mung beans are good for salad sprouting, Linda. Good call there. And and snow peas too you can grow. They take the heat and they'll take the cold weather too as well.
Yes, I mean, I'm very curious with the La Nina coming too about the gardening for all of us here in Florida. Just I don't know what to expect. You know, I don't know if we're going to have an extremely awesome amount of vegetables and just an overabundance because we don't have the extreme hot weather, even though
right.
what we're growing is used to hot weather.
Right.
But is it going to be able to flourish better with a less hot and more wet summer?
Yes, I think so. I think it's going to be very good, especially since we had the drought this year. It's going to be good, for one thing, to replenish our aquifer. We're going to need that. So it's going to replenish the aquifer, but we're not going to have to use supplemental water as much.
Yes.
So just keep an eye on the weather. And I don't know exactly when it's changing because, you know, it's not like, okay, today is, you know, April 15th or June 22nd. We're going to have La Nina weather now. It's just going to happen gradually.
Yeah.
We'll see it over the summertime. So I think as we go into summer and our summer rains start, we'll see that we're getting it. What it will do, though, La Nina, is it kicks up the amount of hurricanes we have.
Yes, yes.
So
yeah, AccuWeather. Yeah, we had AccuWeather on. They kind of gave everybody, not scaring, but go ahead and prepare now, especially with, you know, in my thought process with, you know, we have a rising number of people moving to Florida every day. So why not go ahead and prepare and clean out your old hurricane, donate it to a local church or facility, and go ahead now, the month of April, spend the month of April restocking your hurricane supplies so this way you don't get caught later on.
And, you know, you just brought this to mind. It's a really good time. Go ahead and have a certified arborist check your trees out, because right now it's, I won't say it's inexpensive or cheap to get your trees looked at, but it's going to be so much cheaper than in the middle of hurricane season.
Oh, definitely. Our tree guy came out last week and he looked at stuff, and then he cut a bunch back on our neighbors and our property because it had little dead spots that we didn't see. And it was legit. It wasn't trying to sell us something, but yeah, he said, and we asked him, he said, you got anything planned for the rest of the week? He says, nope. He goes, these are our slow months. And he goes, it's crazy. He says, because in another 30 days, our stuff is going to be blowing up the phones. And he goes, I'm not going to be able to do work for people.
Yeah, this is a good time. So certified arborists, you can find them at the I Love Trees Association,
yes.
ISA. Just Google certified arborists, ISA, put your zip code in. And it will tell you all the certified arborists. Certified arborists are good people. They're good professionals. They won't cut trees down that are not necessary.
Correct.
But we have a lot of trees that were planted where they shouldn't be planted. And sometimes they need to come down. Okay, so go ahead and plant another tree for the next 100 years.
Right, and it's so funny that we don't think about where power lines are going to end up being in the future with the growth we have, and we plant our stuff along our property lines, and it's like...
Do you know what I saw this week? I didn't mean to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. This week, I saw 10 crepe myrtles in the median outside of a sidewalk, between the sidewalk and the road, that was only 1.5 feet wide.
What?
10 crepe myrtles. They were about 10 feet apart each. And the space for the roots was 1.5 feet wide. Oh, I'm going to see it in 10 years and they're going to be all gnarled. They're not going to, it's just going to be, they're going to damage the root system. I don't know. I know. So 1-888-455-2967 for the next hour. We're getting ready. Wanted to say a big thank you to Brooke Moffis with Lake County Extension and just their plant sale next week, March 30th, 8 a.m. till noon. But I am going to be today at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival in DeLand. And that is going to be just right downtown. Lots of great speakers and great vendors, lots of plants to buy, and garden art. And so it's going to be a wonderful, you'll be able to buy wildflower seeds, native plants. And so it's going to be a great time. I will be doing a talk on natural pest control. And I'm wired today, so it's going to be a great talk. So I'll be looking forward to seeing everyone. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed anything, all you have to do is search Better Lawns and Gardens on all of your podcast formats. That's Better Lawns and Gardens. Or go to betterlawnsandgardens.com and catch us there.